And we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight from the Lebesnik Center for Arts in Michigan City, going to talk about the upcoming exhibit that's really interesting. Laura Fosberg, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Well, we love having you. And you're just closing out your next exhibit, but you have a new one coming in November. And it involves, I think, about 24 artists, and it's very detailed. So tell us about that.
Oh, it's an incredible show. It all started with a loan of 10 Alex Katz paintings from a private collector in Chicago. And Alex Katz, in case you don't know, is like one of America's finest artists. He's in all the major museum collections around the world. And at the moment, he's having a retrospective at the Guggenheim Museum. So we sort of timed this show to go with that. It's a big deal for us to have Alex Katz in Michigan City. And we're super excited about that.
Well, I have to say, your whole list to me is like a roster. It's like being in art history class anyway.
I'm so glad you noticed. We are really pulling from art history for this one. You know, there's so many important artists, including Romare Bearden and
Etta Kollwitz.
Yeah, Alice Neal, one of my all-time favorites. Ed Ruscha. It goes on and on. Ivan Albright, Toulouse-Lautrec, Jacob Lawrence. And then we have some really important contemporary artists. Mandy Cano Villalobos and Sydney Lewis will be showing with us. And their work is incredible. So the idea behind the show is the human condition. It just felt like, you know, we've been through some really, really hard times lately. And the art world is put here to reflect on the times. And I'm always trying to curate shows that are about the moment. And I just feel like we've been through such a hard time with COVID, with, you know, such a diverse situation we're in America. And I just thought it'd be great to talk about feelings and reflect on us as human beings, and that we're all part of the human condition, and that we all are one and one for all. And that's kind of what the show is all about. It's about artists and their incredible ability to depict and document the human condition in all its varied forms, in the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we've got some of the world's best artists to help represent that.
Yes, the title of the show is We Are Us, The Human Condition. And it's a wide variety of things, how the art of communication exists beyond just language and time. And it's, like you described, Laura, it has a whole wide range of things that it's exhibiting there. And that really is a get for Lebesnik to get some of those artists into your space. I mean, you have been, like Esther just said, you're bringing some really major things to Lebesnik.
I'm doing my very best, and I have to thank a lot of partners for it. Like I said, a private collector from Chicago, actually several, because we're going to show some glass artists as well, because it is the year of the glass, or the year of glass, which has been dedicated by, I don't know if it's the UN or it's an international celebration of the arts this year. And so we're participating in that. So we'll have some glass art as well. And we'll have installation art and then lots of prints and paintings by these incredible painters. Some alive, some not alive, some part of the historical record, and some hopefully entering into the historical record. So it's a really exciting show for us. The opening reception is on November 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. It's free. We'll have cocktails and snacks for you. It'll be really fun and a great opportunity to meet and greet other people who are like-minded, or just to get out of the house and have a little fun for free. And then I'll be doing a gallery talk on November 12th at 11:30 a.m., and that also is free. It lasts about an hour, and I'll just kind of walk through the show and talk about different artists and the ideas behind the work, and it's really fun. Again, a great way to meet people. And then one more thing, we have a family day on February 11th, and that's from 1 to 3. Again, free, always free at the Lubesnik. Bring your family, bring your auntie, bring your grandma, bring the kids. We have all kinds of activities that are organized. We'll have snacks, etc. Really fun for the community.
Laura, is there, will there be an online viewing of the exhibit so somebody can...
We haven't quite gotten that sophisticated. We always put up a couple of images, but if you tune into our social media, we are constantly posting images of the show throughout the run of the show. This one runs until February 24th, so you'll have plenty of time to see it. We're open 6 days a week, closed on Tuesdays, free every single day. And if you would please just go to our website so you can tune in and check it out. It's lubesnikcenter.org.
Very good. We have about a minute left. We want to talk about what's coming up, but also if anyone wants a special gallery talk, they can maybe arrange that with you, maybe a group, school group or something like that. They can always do that, correct?
Well, the great thing is whether if you have a school group, we go through the education department and you get a docent through there. If it's a tour for adults, again, it's free. You can call anytime and the tour is given by me. So, like I said, call anytime and we'll be so happy to accommodate you.
We always like your enthusiasm about what is happening at Lubesnik. And so we'll just wrap it up here saying that it's the We Are Us exhibit, The Human Condition, and it opens Friday, November 4th, 5 to 8 p.m. Of course, that's first Friday in Michigan City. Curator Talk is on Saturday, November 12th, and Family Day is Saturday, February 11th. Laura, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thanks, hey guys. Bunches. It's always great to hear from you both, and thanks so much for your attention to the arts.
Thank you.